Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you feel cold? Do you get cold easily? Have you been putting on weight unnaturally? And what I mean by unnaturally, you know, sometimes out of stress, just stress alone, people can gain anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds of weight literally overnight, and it's all water. So that's why I asked. But if you're cold internally, well, that's an indication that your metabolic rate is not where it should be, which tells us, and us being SusanSmithJones.com, who is my co-host and friend and president of Health Unlimited, and Valerie Hall, who is Valerie Hall Nutrition. And both of these beautiful young women live in Southern California. And if you're there, you should make appointments to see them. They have a wealth of knowledge. In fact, why don't either one of you can jump right in with why the thyroid might be low and why people might be having a hypothyroid situation?
Well, I'll start with this one because I used to be hypothyroid. if I can say it that way. And you're right, Michael, you might feel cold or tired. Your hair and skin may become dry. You gain weight easily. You're depressed. And that often signals that the thyroid isn't functioning well. Now, this is 10 times more likely to occur in women than men. And with hypothyroidism, you're not getting enough of the you have an underproduction of thyroid hormones, T3 and T4. Hyperthyroidism is it's your thyroid hormone release speeds up. You have a pounding heart. You have weight loss. You have skin that's hot and sweaty. But there are natural ways to balance this out. Remember, too, that bottled water or tap water that has lithium or fluoride or chlorine in it threatens the thyroid function. Not enough vitamin C also wreaks havoc on thyroid function.
I agree. And
yep.
Fluoride.
Very good points.
Yes. Fluoride and chlorine are some of the most harmful chemicals for the thyroid because they block the absorption of iodine. Iodine is food for the thyroid. And in the United States, they used to call the middle of the country the goiter belt because we get a lot of iodine from seafood, so before the days of refrigeration, the entire Midwest had these swollen thyroid glands called goiters from a lack of iodine. And then they started to iodize salts, and so people started getting a lot more iodine when that happened. And then when the warnings about salt came out, people went away from salt, and so there is now another big iodine deficiency happening in our country. But again, the chlorine and the fluoride block the absorption of iodine. That and the amino acid tyrosine are some of the most important nutrients for the thyroid gland to make its own hormones itself.
And I was blessed to take a product called, Michael, you'll like this, the Thyroid Factors, that's helped to bring my hypothyroidism back to into balance. And I love that it has vitamin B6 in it, and iodine, chromium, manganese, Irish moss, tyrosine, bladder rack, all these wonderful ingredients that go to help a thyroid, whether it's hypo or hyperthyroidism.
Well, because, you know, anytime you're feeding the thyroid, and thank you for that, Susan, and I went someplace in my mind and I'm back. One of the problems with the American, you know that side of me, Val. One of the problems with the American diet is that people do not get enough minerals in their food. They're not getting enough iodine. Also, for the T3, T4 to work, you also need manganese, you need chromium, there's B6, there's tyrosine. And when you give the body everything that it needs, that's when the body really begins to function at optimal levels. You know, there's one of the products in our health food industry, one of the guys who's and we all know him, is making a big deal about a particular iodine that he sells. It is three different aspects of iodine. And when we really looked at it, it's funny. It's all from kelp. And when we compared it to what I offer out there, we're using five different types of iodine. So bottom line is you need to fix your thyroid if you're running cold, if you're gaining weight. And interestingly enough, even for hyperthyroid, you still want to look at iodine and those other nutrients that I mentioned. I know that if you talk to a medical doctor, he'll tell you, no, stay away from iodine. It's the problem. But no, it actually is the solution. And we've actually had to do research because at one point my products were drugs in Europe before they changed the laws there. And one of the physicians working with one of my products for hyperthyroid actually went their FDA came down on him, and we had to find research that demonstrated that iodine was good for goiter. Go figure, right?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I look at iodine as food for the thyroid. It's just food. It's not a stimulant. It's just nourishment. And I think that almost every condition going on in the world has to do with either nutrient deficiencies or toxic overload. So those are the things we really need to watch out for and make sure that we're getting a great balanced nutrition, and we go a long way to supporting our health.
And you mentioned manganese, and I did too. Do I have 1 minute here?
Sure.
Yeah, manganese is such an important mineral to support the thyroid, one of many. And some of the best food, because I'm into eating food, too, all the time, actually. But the best source of manganese in my book, and if you're a vegan, you'll love this, pineapple, brown rice, green veggies like spinach, kale, romaine, mustard greens, whole grains, buckwheat, oats, seeds, nuts, even figs, bananas, black beans, strawberries, even the wonderful culinary spice thyme, and cloves. They all are a good source of manganese. So you want to include these foods in your diet just to help support your thyroid.
Yeah, you know, you both of you bring up the point about supplementation. And I have to say, in as much as America is becoming conscious of supplements, they're still going to the low potency supplements, which from a healer's point of view, and I know both of you fit into that title. And actually, I would have to say that the three of us are really more facilitators for helping people to heal, because it's the body that does the healing.
Right.
People need high potency supplements to get the results that they're looking for. And if you've tried a low-potency supplement from the health food store and they told you it was the best thing going and the most natural thing and you didn't get a result from it, don't be disappointed. You just didn't get enough of what is needed by your body to bring it back to balance and harmony. And don't throw it away and don't give up on the health food store. Go back to it, but get yourself targeted supplements and high-potency. Susan or Val, is there any last minute, any things you would advise people with diabetes to do and with a low thyroid, mixing the two together?
Make sure to avoid those simple starches of the breads, the wheat, the gluten, the sugar. Those things are really disrupting us in so many different ways. They are part of the big problem that robs us of our health, I think, in this country.
And never underestimate the importance of getting good sleep at night.
You know, better words of wisdom you're not going to hear anywhere else. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz, SusanSmithJones.com, Valerie Hall Nutrition.com.